Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bachelor Cast.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Well, Jesus Christ, it's not your first day, guys. Come on. Guys are carrying on over here. Trying to start a show.
We should just free roll right into them.
I'm telling you, we said that. You want to know something funny? I think we might have, because I started opening microphones, and I'm like, I shouldn't hear them in my headset. Oh, so I went back through and muted everything. You guys are all...
What did I say?
You're through looking around, no biggie.
Hanging around the water cooler.
Oh, my God.
Ski spindles.
I sent Jason a message. Someone sent me a message. I said, you guys are the innovators of the sport right now. What you're doing, just keep it up, because like you're just thinking of the next thing that's going to come out. A lot of people are just waiting to see the next thing. Well, you're actually making it.
Because it's fully custom. It doesn't matter what you're building. Send the measurements and they'll build it.
It's so badass.
Pretty awesome.
But that opens up a whole new 10 lug welding centers.
Yeah, but they just need it. They need to just pull all the, open the floodgates up and nut up and make a 2-inch cradle.
Why not?
Why not?
Not up.
Did you see the one? Wasn't it Mike Tice was on Facebook or Brad Tice on Facebook? They were carrying it with the. It was up in midair. They carrying it with a forklift. The one he just got.
I was going to say you're going to need an excavator.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's regular engine crane ain't going to touch it.
No,
they say they put the engines in the cradles. Yeah, not the cradles on the engines.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Amazing. All right, so. Officially underway with episode number 116, Dan Bolton and Jeremy Gulley joining us here in studio, hanging out with us for a little bit this evening.
Hold on, Dan's makeup guy didn't get here yet. We gotta don't
oh. Talking about the pot called the kettle black.
I tell you what, buddy, you keep it up, you're gonna get taken out, Bash. I'll drive 12 hours to take you out.
Bring your neck, please.
Josh, don't worry about it. He's going to back off the line. You're the first thing he's going
right
hit.
After me. There's no doubt.
It wouldn't matter
have a bounty on you.
Hey, shh. Don't do that.
Ask Eric Everling what it's like to run with Dan Bolton.
Have a bounty.
Here we go again.
No bounties.
No bounties?
No,
bounties? Are you an apprenticeship program, too? I'm building?
Hey.
We even got Gully getting Mopar here, you know. So,
that's what I like to see. Gully in a Mopar.
Gully's almost cool.
Yep.
Of course,
at
two shots at Cordoba is going to be staring right at the sky. But, you know, those two shots are going to be impressive.
One hit wonder. You got to make them count, buddy.
You're going to see like four guys go down the track and there they set.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You know what? It happened last year. The one guy went full track, wide open first shot, and junk right in the one corner.
Yeah.
Never moved again.
Never.
I don't know. I put his dry shaft through his transmission. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
The rear end was
pushed like 3 feet up in the passenger doors.
It was awesome.
That track, when you watch, is such a typical narrow, long track. Mm-hmm. The ends just get packed. Stay the hell out of the ends.
Has anyone been watching film on Chillicothe and seen what that track looks like? I haven't checked it out yet.
Has there ever been a derby there taped?
Yeah.
There's
a lot of them.
I think they used to. Didn't you say that Jumper or somebody had a show you guys went to with Frank years ago?
Yeah, I think Jumper had a show there, but. It's similar size. It's not going to be any really
for anybody's
different.
Wondering.
How about the bleachers, though? Are the bleachers closer? Because they're kind of far there.
They all got some dickhead bleachers that are way to hell back.
Yep. I don't like
crack
that.
In between the, it and then the bleachers over
it's because they don't have horse tracks around.
I don't like that.
you need binoculars or shit to look.
I agree.
Chris and I had the best seats in the house last year at Bash for Cash. Well, I did. Chris was only there for 2 minutes, but I had the best seats in the house.
I got to see two events at Bash for Cash this year.
Last year.
I was thrilled, which is 200% more than the year before.
I was going to say, the year before, dude, we were busy. We didn't see nothing the year before, you know. Bash for Cash, can't wait for that, man.
Yeah.
I got Bandel's car, like, so close.
He ain't got gussets in it.
No, there's no gussets in it. It's bone stock. You know, I throw a motor in it. And
my understanding is that Hank Pensek is now also in the class with you guys.
Awesome.
A bunch of names. I think we know everybody. You know, who are you going to hit? You know, everyone's going
to
be your friend.
The first person to get
hang on
sideways.
One second. Hang on one second. Dan?
Who are you going to hit first?
Who are you going to hit? Well, the cars that he's going to be around the most are the ones that he recognizes first.
I'm not real sure on that. So, it's just kind of one of those things you pull off the line and whoever's...
I got to believe that it's going to be Decker, Gully, Bandel, or Sherman.
We could take a bet on that. You'd probably be right on the
money.
I think all you guys ought to just back up and go right down the track side by
five
side.
Five
wide open, yeah.
Just bulldoze the place?
All the Mopars right in one line.
Just plow shit.
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
It'd be a Chevy junkyard.
Just foot down. Hell yeah, just Mopars junk and stuff.
Maybe one lonely Ford.
Yeah, it could be. Well, if Klinger's there, you know there'll be a Ford product. Yeah.
Well, you get Klinger in a row, too.
Yeah.
Get all the
out of towners,
local guys.
I'm not really gonna start tagging Klinger right off the bat.
That's not a fight I want to
beat him on your side. You gotta get him on your
side. I'm not tagging him off the bat.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
He's probably not. I've watched take him enough time.
I watched his in-car cameras when I was sick, like through a straight night. You know, like 4 hours.
Oh,
of it. That's not what bitch can drive.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
That's not what bitch
that
can drive.
That video was insane, man. Oh. He was just driving people.
There's ones all over PA, Virginia, all these. Like, you start watching these in-cars of him, and it's like, this guy can drive, man.
Oh, yeah. Watched him in Hartford, and I think it was a suicide, and he had, like, no front tires and one back tire, and he's still tooling around.
Mm-hmm. And it was bellied out bad.
Yeah, bad.
Real bad.
You know what I really like about him is he's the kind of guy that goes after the best.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he will not hide it.
He did that
That's
night.
The best car. I'm going after that guy.
Well, he stays on them until they're done.
At Coos, him and Dowd had a hell of a battle.
Oh, yeah. That was the best battle.
There's four guys trying to beat Klinger.
Klinger.
He cleaned house.
Klinger, I had enough of that shit.
Yeah. I got sick of that real fast.
He goes, I got sick of that shit. Put him over the wall.
Yeah, that was a hell of a run right there.
I loved Coos, like, yeah. Watching the tape of Coos, just the heats, the people in the heats. That was one of them. Like, I could watch that battle. I remember being live so excited because it's like, Dowd and Klinger. Dowd's over the wall. Dowd's over the wall. And Dowd, let's be honest, Dowd can drive, man.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that Klinger got Dowd over the wall, I mean. Yeah.
Well, Dowd will tell you that the official took him off his game when they had that stoppage. He took his eye off him, he said. He's told me that before. And he said he took his eye off him for a second. There he went.
That's all it takes.
One mistake.
Klinger wore that caddy out in that heat, though, in the Coos.
Yeah.
That thing was bad, real bad after that heat.
Look at all the bow shows he runs, man. They just waste cars down there. Yeah. They just
like, it's old school, man.
He had
that
Vic wagon or that old Ford wagon last year. The back was down, and he's just sending it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, he's one to watch, man. Yeah. He built some cars. Didn't he run that Chaos at the Valley that last show too?
Yes.
Yeah, he was second place. He was second place there this year.
Him subbed, right? And,
Yeah.
That was the fucking car too.
That was the night that Matt, I think it was Matt. I think his last name was Everson. Drives number 9E. He's on the cover of the DVD. He just about flipped into our laps.
He was in the white one.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. The fuck out of
it. Right? it was cool, right in front of the camera.
Flipped right out of the wall.
It busted the fence all up, and the firefighter, I don't know if it was on the camera or not, because there was just action everywhere down there, but the firefighter went over, and he took his hand on it, and he just shook the fence like this. I don't know what exactly he was trying to determine because it was pretty sufficiently destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like you're not gonna.
Yeah, car went through that.
You're not gonna. Yeah, you're not gonna call the derby because of it. You're using chain link fence to keep the cars in.
Yeah.
So if it's broken or not, it's kind of irrelevant.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, basically, the only thing that's doing is sending more stuff in front of the car when it comes over the wall.
Yep.
I love that show down there.
Did anybody see the thing on Facebook where Logan Duvall was tagged? I can't remember Redneck Rumble or one of the earlier shows, indoor shows. It shows him finishing the guy off, and he's got him pinned up against the wall, and he hits him in the right front corner once, and then he backs to the other side of the arena, comes back in and hits him, and it blows the dirt wall out through the gate in the wall,
nice.
Like into the stands.
Nice.
People are going like this and waving it off, and they're waving the flag.
Yeah.
That was how he ended the feat.
Is that the one that we went to?
I don't know. I think it might have been
remember
from
when he had that mod car?
After. Yeah, he had that mod car.
God,
he blistered
it. We were there for, that was Redneck Rumble, we were there in 2014, and I think you're talking about 2015.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
so. That's coming up. That's February.
Yeah, it's
the first
week
of February, I think.
2 weeks,
February
I think.
6th.
Yeah, like
that's the first time we watched him run. I don't remember who was saying it. I think it was from
Sean from Hoffmeister.
He's like, watch this kid. Watch this kid. We never heard of him. Watch this kid.
He's my pick to win. Well, Sean, no one's believing anything you're saying right now.
He's my pick. He said it like 12 times. He's my pick. Watch this fucking guy. He's going to send shit. I like Sean.
Sean was so excited. He almost knocked himself off the stairs.
Yeah.
Going up to the announcer's stand. Remember that? He was jumping up and down on those steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then that Logan was head-to-head against the guy. And he had the guy in the wall. And Logan just started backing up and driving him. And I remember just thinking, like, damn, that 16-year-old has that killer instinct at 16.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most guys would not know how to, like, he got aggressive all of a sudden.
And Josh is still searching for.
I suck. I don't close like that. Hey, you could close that.
They breed them in the West, bud.
Oh, yeah. You ain't kidding.
He's good.
I'll tell you what, if he hadn't lost rear tires last year, I would have loved to see the finish of the 80s and newer class at Bash for Cash, because the front of his car was straight. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have loved to see him battling with Daryl and Dustin at the end of that show. That would have been an awesome feature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't know if anybody, we were talking about clips, and I don't know if anybody had seen that, but it was pretty cool. Chris, how'd the RC Derby go?
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Well, first of all, I think the big news is, camera's on you, Ben, if you want to go ahead.
Oh, you want me to say now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to finally put some finality and formality to this after it's been circulating on Facebook.
I no longer am associated with TD Total Destruction. I've stepped away from it. Pretty much I posted it on their Facebook page or whatever, but I've been getting calls from people and asking me this, asking me that. But bottom line is I wanted to progress in a direction, and it wasn't a mutual thing. So I just parted ways, and if I don't know what shows he has or if he still has a lot of shows or not, but
But more importantly, the direction that you're going, your phone has had a couple interesting phone calls for shows that are already scheduled through the course of 2016.
Yeah, Capital, Sam Williams contacted me about Capital Carnage, about being more in the tech line and being more
Wait a second, Bando just texted me.
being more of a, like communication wise, we could easily communicate stuff up in the booth or something, and he's gonna have me wired up and stuff goes on and stuff like that. I can relay it a lot easier and a lot more, and just utilize my role a little bit more. Winter
Sam
Slam
has listened to
possibly Winter Slam. I might be in an inspection role up there, but that's kind of a I won't know till the week before. So
Bando just texted me again.
Well, no, I mean it's definitely. I mean I'm ecstatic. I mean I'm looking forward to it. But
awesome. Bando just messaged me and asked if you're going to Bash for Cash too, and he should just cancel his season.
That's actually Tim and Russ are saying they have a short time frame on inspecting the wire cars.
You got to, Ben.
The wire class cars.
The same guys you inspect always.
And I was
yeah, you've inspected you know them all of our already. Tricks.
You know all of our. That's actually funny.
But no,
awesome.
How awesome would it be for Ben to go to Bash for Cash and put you on a trailer? Wouldn't that be sweet? We could have such a conversation Monday night on the show.
Talk about
it wouldn't be the first time.
Exactly.
Yep. But no,
can you imagine the intermission show? We come back. Well, Ben, how'd inspection go? Actually, let's ask Josh first.
No, don't cheat on my side.
No,
Josh, where are you going? Josh.
Well, think of that. Ben's got the chance to inspect at some of the largest. Yeah, all of those are in the top 10 of the largest shows in the world. And you know what? I'll be honest, Ben. I said it last time. Like, Total Destruction is crazy to get rid of you. I've been.
Hang on, wait a second. I don't think
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I chose to part ways because I wanted to progress it. I wanted to progress to the derbies around the area. I wanted, rule wise, we were getting there. I mean, I thought there were a pretty decent set of rules for exception of training brace. I'll throw that out there. But payout wise, I wanted to excel that, and it just wasn't a mutual thing. And I'm a driver myself, and not as much now as I was before, but. I talk to all the drivers, Absolutely. Everybody's in contact with me, telling me, this is what we want to see, this is what we want, and I don't know, I mean, as a promoter and other promoters in the area are trying to step up, you know, certain ones are trying to step up, and you either got to get on the boat or you're going to get, you're going to drown, you know.
Well, look, we've been to all these derbies all over. I mean, you firsthand, two things. Firsthand, you're under that inspection line. So not only are you seeing what they're doing, that's half of it. Yeah. The other half of it is how to handle the situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you've been to ones where guys have fought, argued, screamed, yelled, but you've also seen ones where everyone was cool, relaxed, step back. So you've seen different ways to attack people for different things, but different ways to talk. I don't know. To me, we need you inspecting around here in my eyes, you know? And it's not just, it's not, in our area, it's just not the things you're going to catch, but it's also how you treat people.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and I think Mark's the one that told you about Kings of Old School. When basically, you know, people will come and a couple guys got pretty heated, you know, and I just, Mark, go deal with them, you know. Yep. I'm not the head guy, you know, you are, so you deal with them. I'll just walk away from them. Or you just let them go, you know, let them run it, let them plead their case, and then.
But Mark also told me that he was insanely impressed at how you handled yourself there. He's like, man, Ben really knows how to handle drivers and talk through situations. Ben's good, man, you know.
It helps to be a driver, yeah, be in that position.
Because I'm not one that, you know, if don't get me wrong, I mean, I've said it before to some people, come up and say, well, what about this? No, absolutely not. But, you know, there's other times where I'll tell people if they don't have stuff done to their cars, it's like, well, yeah, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. You know, you could have done this, you could have done that, you know.
You've actually done that for me.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, I know because.
He's like, you're going to get junk today because you said it right to me, like, you're about to get junk. Thanks, man.
But as a driver, that's what you're looking for, too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, because. There's
I don't want to treat anybody like I wouldn't want to be treated, you know. And I've been to shows where years ago, Brian and I used to go to a lot of shows, and I mean, downright about ready to rip people's heads off because they're just blatantly assholes when they're inspecting the cars.
Oh yeah, we used to go to shows. They'd come through and inspect our cars and go down the rest of the line and come back and make us change stuff.
And John King does that to me. Yeah,
matter of fact. Yep.
John King does that to
me. Don't you mention it.
Cut testing this and this. We inspected some more. We didn't like it. So now you cut it. It's like I already passed inspection.
But no, so that's I'm just.
I want to come back to one of the things that Ben made reference to a minute ago is how Sam has contacted him about expanding on his role at Blizzard Bash and at Capital Carnage. Ben does a great job when he brings information back to us.
Oh, absolutely.
It's awesome because he goes down and he is absolutely immersed in the tech inspection line, and he's down there and he's catching every last part of it when these cars are going across the lift. And he comes back and sometimes he tells us stuff and sometimes he just gives that funny smile and laugh. And that's when you know it's really good. And he sometimes it's really bad for that guy. Sometimes it's really good for that guy because depending on which side of the team won. But Ben can tell you which side of the team won, if it was the inspectors or if it was the builder. So Sam noticed that Ben is often not on the show because he's down doing that when we're doing some of the pre-shows and when we go other places and we've explained that. And Sam also wanted to make the production better because there are some times where we'll speculate a little bit about what's going on the track because we don't know.
Yeah.
So by putting Ben trackside and acting as the relay between the track and us, and then Ben also having the ability to be there in the inspection line, and he can funnel information to us as much or as little as he and or Ultimate Derby wants us to have. I think
just gives you firsthand information.
I think that's going to be a huge help to us. I think that Ben is finally, I like the fact that a promoter has listened to us talk about Ben for the last 3 years in the terms that are what he deserves to be recognized with. Sure.
You know, and you know what, in all honesty, you know what Ben is basically been doing? He's going to be like Larry McReynolds.
Yes,
the NASCAR,
absolutely,
and showing what's going on.
No idea who that is, Brian.
So you're the only one in America. Shut up and play with Donald.
You know what? We don't know him.
Hang on, I don't know if Larry McReynolds.
Brian, I know who Larry McReynolds is.
No one's talking to you.
Happy birthday, too.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I don't know, Larry Daryl Hammond, I think, is a better example.
Jeff Hammond.
Yes, I'm sorry, Jeff Hammond.
Whatever.
Daryl Walter, Jeff Hammond. That's almost the same
thing. Just be able to relay information, basically.
Yes. I think it's
sideline reporter.
Yeah. That's true.
It's not as good looking as Aaron.
I was just gonna say you're no Aaron Andrews, buddy.
I'm not no reporter either. I swear, way too much.
People love that.
So so then Ben's gonna be working on the nuts and the bolts.
Yes.
You and I are gonna do the commentary, and Josh is still just gonna sit there and look good. I mean, is that still his job?
Basically.
I'll probably take some naps on air.
I'm just checking.
It'll free up some time for me.
He's done that though. I mean, that's,
yeah, yeah. So
maybe I could eat once in a while.
Do we got to? Oh. We got to start bringing it. You got to start bringing the incense candles.
Yeah, I need a recliner, Sam. While
Josh.
I'm there,
Josh.
Lights down.
Yeah, the lights were way too bright.
Oh yeah.
Seriously though, on three. What's your favorite aromatherapy? 1, 2, 3.
Ooh,
vanilla.
No, I can't answer that.
What?
I can't answer that.
Moving truly. You know, Decker's always one of those guys that can, you know, put it out, but he can't take it.
Dan, you want to know what's something? Is when we
he's
had
always
to
bust my chops when, all week.
I know
long.
He's
Dan cries
before
all
long.
Time.
Before long, Dan, he's going to be telling you he's going to punch you in the throat, but I've never seen it happen. Anyway,
no, his famous line is "kick you in the nuts."
I'll do all of it.
Yeah, he's never. I don't think he's ever said that on the show. He talks
about kicking in the nuts. Okay.
Usually, he's trying to punch people in the
you
face.
You know, yeah. You know, Gully. That's his
yeah,
famous
yeah,
line.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but when you know you sell imps and stuff, it's kind of easy to do.
Yeah, Dan is such a fruit.
The second day of Blizzard Bash this year. Josh isn't in the room when I get up, and he's never up before I am, ever. Ever.
That's because you don't sleep.
Ever. Well, right. So I'm up. I don't know where he is. I sent him a text message. I don't hear back from him. I go down, and he's at the main desk, and he's saying, so, like, you know, if you could do it, that'd be great, but if you can't, it's all right. You know, dude. Lavender's good, but I really want lavender vanilla.
I hate you.
That's after we got him away from the mass salts.
Yeah. That was weird. They were selling them right there. $4. That was cheap. Yeah. I would have been up all weekend.
It was.
Oh, my God.
It was like.
We're sleeping.
Like, where are we?
The shit that we were talking about.
Oh, it was like a dad talking to his 12-year-old when we walked by. Brian goes, and see, Josh? Those are bath salts.
It said bath salts on it. It's like, wow, that's easy to buy. I need ID for this.
Don't smoke that. It'll make you eat another person's face.
Yeah, what do we
face.
Do with this?
How do you use these? Yeah, some of our conversations at 2 o'clock in the morning, waiting in that hour drive-through at McDonald's to eat, were crazy.
God, that sucked.
Oh. That's, again, I'm telling you, we need to start bringing a camera in the truck and just turn it on every now and again. And the 4 and 5 hours worth of stuff, I'm sure we can find 10 minutes worth of usable
people
YouTube.
Think, yes. People think I swear on air.
And just fire it up. Yeah, fire it up.
Yeah, sometimes we get grumpy. After
you know what? Yes, hold on. We should do a real quick, what? Like, fired up Ben segment. Like, here's fired up Ben. And then let Ben just tear into someone, you know? And then just
that would
off.
Be like 4 o'clock in the morning when we were lost in Kentucky running down those back
Oz
roads.
Oz madder than a
perfect night to take you.
Oh, that bad.
Those of us are laughing.
We've only got...
Like, we quiet got, in the truck, and like it's like that awkward quiet. It's like, Ben's pissed right now.
Best part when we're stopped on a bridge.
Yeah. We've only
got, stopped on a bridge. Oh. I put the truck in park. I was getting out.
And then the funny thing is,
Josh's like, "What are you doing?"
We were cruising along.
I don't even remember where we were. Oh, there was like all those police cars, and there was that accident.
Like Kentucky,
just
Missouri.
Into,
yeah.
No, just cross, go from a highway. Kentucky.
Right.
Right.
Going last year.
Oh yeah.
Tractor trailer.
Or was that Arkansas?
Motorcycle. No, it was last year.
Tractor trailer and motorcycle. The back tandems got taken off the trailer.
But then it was funny
motorcycle.
Too because Ben sometimes.
Side note: Ben could have improved that design too.
Sometimes when Ben gets grumpy, he drives a little bit faster.
Oh, so no, stop that! Stop that right now.
We stopped and all got something to drink. Used the bathroom. Got back in the truck and we get out on the interstate and that. Ben, Josh's work truck is turning 8,500. Josh, meek as can be, goes. Ben, could you please take it easy?
Company truck, Ben, slow down.
Slow down, guys.
And it was that was the last thing he said till we found the hotel. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't want to upset him. Like, you do what you want, Ben.
I'm just gonna snuggle with Chris in the back seat. It's all good.
Yeah, that was after like 12 hours straight.
Oh, we'd been on the road for a while.
Yeah, we were into that drive.
Oh yeah,
we were well into that.
Yeah,
that was delusional, I think at that point.
I remember Ben in one stretch. He said a sentence that was the longest sentence I've heard him say in my life. It was 35 words long. 29 of them were curse words.
Yeah, I believe that.
I heard the F word used as a noun, an adjective, and a verb in sequence.
Oh. We do have some fun on our road trips, though.
It is a lot of fun. It's going to be a busy year.
When we drive to California.
Nah.
When you drive,
I'm gonna pick you up when I land. I'm
gonna pick you up. No, he's gonna pick
me
up.
Yeah, you know what? Great idea. I'll land. You pick me up.
Oh, how cool would that be to go out to California?
It'd be awesome.
To hang the tag clan. That would be sweet. See Eric.
Josh is not gonna come back the same.
No. Stay out there.
Cherry.
Like, just send my kids out.
Ford Galaxy wagon and Etzel wagon.
I think yes.
You see that ranch wagon that Josh put up today?
Mid-size. Yeah, his dad said he didn't want it. I think he's got like 8 or 9 old Fords wagons.
Was that all?
Yeah.
You don't like Ford wagons. Yeah. You don't like Fords, do you?
No, not at all. Especially the old ones.
Oh, yeah. 90.
Yeah. The new ones are cheaper.
Yeah, no kidding.
Easy to build.
But he's going Mopar now, man. He's going to forget about
those. Man, it's my second Mopar. And the only reason that I even considered it was I get a message from Dan Bolton. Oh, hey, you want to run Bash for Cash with me? What are you going to run, Dan? I'm going to run the wire class. What the hell? Why not? Let's venture out.
Yeah.
Then I get a message from Josh Decker. You going to run the Bolton's class with the wire class here, Joker's class? And then Buell messaged me. Next thing you know, there's like 10 of us in there. And we're all going.
He started adding us.
Yeah.
He's like, we all got to go.
And then Dan goes, hey, man, let's run Dobas. Josh is like, nah, I'm going to run a Shocker. Sam's like, I want to run a Shocker. Mm-hmm. I'll run a Doba with you, Dan. So I buy one.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, you do. Because yesterday or day before, Dan sends me a message. I'm running a wagon. Gee, thanks. What a dick, you know?
What an asshole.
Yeah, so the first. I hope that Dan is the first one to get sideways because I'm going to drive through his passenger door.
You got to.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. You know why I have to run that wagon. I told you.
I'm going to put that small block. Dan's going to be able to tell me my motor numbers because he's going to see it.
What's I didn't hear about this. What wagon you're running?
Oh, yeah. Chrysler
wagon he's got. Yeah, that Town and Country I got because you can't run wagons at the Reckless Warriors Tour.
Oh, you can, but they can't be leaf sprung.
Yeah, well, it's leaf sprung, so.
Why don't you save that?
Bo's got to change that rule.
Why don't you just imp sub it and take it somewhere else?
Had that thought.
Oh, I could.
Because then money bags would have to come off and buy another car.
Well, he just had an imp.
He just had an imp for 18 grand
or something crazy
that
like that.
Probably went to like Switzerland or something.
No, that actually went back to the guy I bought it from.
Dan, like, gets cool, and then he's
so
like,
apparently there's two Dan Boltons in the world.
No, it was a pretty good deal. Reuben Kennedy had it, bought it off him. Sold it back to him for what I paid for it, and he threw in brand new skid steer tires, front skids.
Wow.
Nice.
If my old body could take it, I would love to buy a box frame.
You can't drive backwards.
Drop it up. Why would I drive backwards in a box frame?
We're too fat to drive backwards.
Yeah. Don't buy box cars.
I would, and I'd take it to his shop, and the front end would be as tough as a 67. I'd drive it forward all night.
I got Decker's imp sub sitting right there, but I thought I'd sell that next for $600.
I'll punch you if you sell that. You cannot sell that. I'm saying it out loud.
Decker
on TV.
Sells bent ones.
Do not sell that.
Yeah, Decker only sells bent ones.
Everything is for sale.
No, I actually sent Dan. I sold Dan my only good one.
You actually hooked me up.
And what did I say?
I came out there and I was supposed to get one, and I came back empty-handed. I was almost back empty-handed, and Josh was like, "I will sell you something to save you coming back."
Is that the one you bought at the poker game?
No, that one I still got. The Buell that sold me, it was bent. I hate Buell.
He got that one from.
Hey, it was bent. No.
You got another one?
No, I gave it to Dan. No, Dan's going to sell it. I'll punch you, Dan.
I'm not going to. No, bring tell me what you're really going to do.
He's going to kick you in the nuts.
It's bent right behind up front, right behind the ear there where they bend into the K member. So. It's not worth fixing. I'm going to run it like it is. Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring it to your house.
Just put a plate on it.
Decker, I won't sell that him, so don't worry, buddy. If I do, I'll sell it back to you.
Yes, that's the
deal.
The answer.
That's all
for double the money.
Yes.
No. I gave you a hell of a deal
you
on
did,
that.
Buddy. You did. That was a good deal. And we pulled it out with that Camry. Remember?
Yeah, I had a little. Man.
Sunday morning at like, I don't know what time it was. We're down in there with a chain. And
I got the compact to it.
When I came and got the one I got from him, it was, snow was asshole deep to a tall Indian.
That's a new one, Chris. Can I get on the shirt?
He's got the wrong crotch. See, I gotta refrain myself because I like throwing the F-bombs out there.
We backed the truck. I don't even know what truck it was. Work truck, I think it was. He backs down in his yard there. Yeah. We start hauling on it. The truck won't pull it up the hill.
I was honing on it.
We finally get the imp sub out, get her loaded.
That was a long night.
Yeah.
It took me and Dan about 5 minutes to load a sub. It took you and me 2.5 hours.
Well, that's because Jeremy was doing all the work and you were telling him he was doing
wrong. I said you're doing it wrong.
I was cold. That's what I was.
Yeah, it was cold that night. And now it's bent.
It was rotted when he sold it to me.
I'd like to run an Imperial too.
Well, that sub's nice, Josh.
The problem is, where are you going to run Imperial right now?
I know. There's really no.
Two places.
I don't want to go to those two.
I mean, the big talk, the big hype was you could run them up to Walton this year, but then that's not.
They didn't. Yeah, no. after the whole meeting that went south quick.
Yep. I mean, I ran at Morris last year, Brookfield. I'm not personally not going to go up that way, but I'm, you know, where other than them two places are IMS. IMS is weird around here. All of a sudden, there's
go to Pennsylvania. They always place you down there.
No,
you can't even run the Warriors. You can't run them there either. That's what I was going to do. I saw it and take it there, but you can't run there either.
Bo's got to allow IMS and lease run wagons. I don't think it'll scare people that much.
No.
You can go to Virginia.
Yeah, go to Virginia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, run against Klinger and Gokenauer. Real smart. Pass.
Ben will help you build it.
Yeah, I like my front teeth. I'm not going to. We were just talking about it on the way up here.
Get yourself a 5-point harness. You won't go anywhere.
No more hard cars for me. I've had enough.
Nope, I've had enough of them.
Everybody's going soft cars.
Everybody's getting
That's
old,
good.
Man.
I like soft cars.
Goalie got Alzheimer's or something from the last run. <guy. laughs>
mine's getting cut up right now. You know, when I hit Jamie, my teeth rattled, and I've never in 22 years running, ever decided to wear a mouthpiece until the second time I ran that car.
Ouch.
And I'm telling you, my teeth rattled for 2 days after we went nose to nose, and I said, that's enough of this shit.
Well, there's a – was it Dunkirk? They have Imperials out there.
Yeah, go to Dunkirk.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Yeah, Josh.
That would be a good one.
You said that's a good show.
That would be a good one.
You're going to get hurt.
They run wide open. It's
like it's a plate fest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like plating.
Yeah, you do.
Those cars are – they run Boxcar Imperials 14 times out there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. They're
I'm not interested in that.
I've seen some video from there last year.
They drive pretty speed on.
That's another area they were talking about wanting to bring in outside influences to tone the bills down.
Oh, I don't know if you're going to tone it down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I had some long talks with a number of the guys out there, and they all said that they want the same thing. They want a limited weld set of rules so that they can still get a couple runs out of the car, but they want to back it down. And I said, I'm afraid if you do that,
you guys are going to
just continue to push the limits.
Well, what's going to happen? All these cars laying around, and it's like, what are we going to do with these cars?
Well, it's not that. You got people saying, yeah, we want to bring somebody in to rein the rules in and enforce the rules. Well, they got to understand that's across the board.
Yeah,
it's not just for this group, and this group,
but this group's all right. How that goes.
Oh, I know exactly how that goes.
You got to let our group do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Chris, I got a message here. I got to share this.
Wow, shit.
Buddy Delbert Van Dyke,
yes.
Franklin Cheater. He says, "You said everything is for sale for the right price. Laugh out loud. How much is that M sub for sale? How much you want?"
Delbert, shut up over there. I'll have to junk it. I'll burn it in your yard, Dan.
They're a good bunch of guys.
Burn it in your yard.
If you ever sell something to Dan Bolton, he's immediately going to sell it and make money on it. Just know that.
That's called Boltonizing.
Come on, man.
Boltonizing?
Boltonizing. Right. We have Deckerizing, which is stripping the car with the exception of the drivetrain and the
sun visors.
Got to leave them in. That's Deckerizing. Boltonizing is buying something and selling it for double what it's worth.
Oh, maybe more than that.
You know.
I made some good money off that.
Yeah, keep talking, Dan. You're getting more popular by the minute.
Hey, you know what, man? That's
one
the name
time,
of the
though.
Game.
Hold on, though. You want
Let
me teach you something I learned a long time ago. Mark Benjamin actually is the one that taught me it. In the Derby world, it is unfair, it's uncouth to take a car that a Derby guy sells you and then go sell it. If he tells you, he's going to give you a good deal on it. Okay. It's bad to take it and then make money on it. I was warned a long time ago that I was going to get the next 8 of my cars junk, 10 of my cars junk, because I did that. And I actually never thought about it. I always was trying to make cars.
Did you?
I never do it anymore. Junk? You don't buy from Derby guys and then try to make money, because it's
Did you get junk?
Oh my God, they junked me from 98 till 2006.
You know how much money Brett and Richie made off me?
Well,
I sold them the cars, and then they went in 1,000s with them.
Yeah.
Dude, they yelled at me.
It shows where I got kicked out of with the cars.
Well...
Yeah, but see those cars I bought, Josh, they weren't from Derby guys.
No, I know.
And they
went
overseas.
They were
drivers. I wouldn't do that. If you sold me a car, I wouldn't turn around and sell that car.
No, I'm busting the balls.
Yes, you would.
You would.
No.
Yes, you would.
No, I'm not that heartless like that. You know.
Dan, you would, and you wouldn't lose sleep over it.
Yeah,
and you'd probably text him about
it. This is no lie. I made $8,000 between two car sales.
Yeah.
That's good money.
Keep
damn.
You pay stupid money for them cars overseas.
Over there in Germany, they don't have them.
Yeah.
He was paying just as much in shipping.
Australia, Germany.
That's insane,
isn't it?
I sold a 71 New Yorker, I think, to a guy in Canada. for like $3,700, and I think I paid $200.
Holy Jesus!
Attaboy.
He needed it. It was a four door. He needed interior pieces and parts. He couldn't find them. Mm-hmm. He come down and he was like, "Oh my God, this thing's in mint condition." And I really was like 2 seconds from hauling it to the scrapyard. And it's no problem. Just tell, just right on there. It's for parts. We'll take it right across the border.
There's one website that I frequent on the internet. Not very many, but this one is a car site. And I actually told Buell about it. And he has his car, his imp over there for sale for C bodies. And there's a lot of guys overseas that that's all they're looking for.
He's selling his Imperial?
Yeah, his driver. Driver.
What? What's he selling it for?
What, four?
Money.
I think he wants $4,000 for it.
I thought I said $3,500 or something. I could.
Well, he wants $4,000.
He'll get it.
I want that car, actually. I wish it was two-door.
You and Katie would look cute.
I love 67 and 8.
Were you with that, him? Is that's a 68, though,
right? One day I went over there. I drove. He let me drive around town.
That's
and
a 68, right?
Yeah, I fell in love with that son of a bitch.
That car sat up in Richfield, not too far from
this. This is what I said to him. Imagine 30 years from now, your daughter driving this to her wedding or something. Whatever, dude. How badass is this going to be 20, 30 years from now? You know, it's like we always think like, "Yeah, I'll take the money. What's $4,000 30 years from now? That car's going to be badass."
Yeah, but could you imagine Buell as a friend now? But could you imagine him as a father-in-law?
No.
That's like, oh my God. That's craziness, dude. Oh my God. That's absolutely poor absurd guy. To even think. Yeah.
Boy, poor guy.
Yeah. Jeez. It's not so bad now that he went back to work. You know, he's got a little more, you know, he's, oh, happy birthday to you last week. How many messages did I get? I was selling out. He had all kinds of stuff going on there. It was false. Oh my God, my phone blew up.
Buell just does not care.
Yeah, didn't he do that to Jeremy?
He did it to me.
Kelly at Blizzard Bash.
No, that was
Mike
Menard.
Menard, he did it to a Blizzard Bash. Yeah.
We did it to him at Blizzard Bash. We got it up on the Tron.
Yeah.
And we did it to him at Texas Roadhouse. Got him on the saddle. Yeah. But he did. He pulled it on me probably, I think it was July. And I get a Facebook message from my own daughter. And she's like, "Dad, it's your birthday?" I'm like, "No, Corinne, that's not till December." Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm glad I don't feel I come home from work today, and my youngest one wished me a happy birthday this morning. The oldest one never said nothing. So I come home, and the wife and I are talking, and usually the oldest one will work out before we come here, and he's got midterms, so he's going to, you know, and the wife goes, "You two, in the kitchen, you got to make your father birthday cards." And I'm like, "Really? You guys didn't even remember that, you know, make me birthday cards?" But one of them's done. The other one was, he got half of it done. He's like, "Dad, I don't know what to put on the inside."
Just give me a hug, you brat. My kids could care less. Oh, your birthday?
It's theirs, don't you forget about it.
I got the hug and a kiss, and out the door we went. I went.
After a certain age, what does a birthday mean?
You're old, Dan.
I hear that all the time anyways.
Well, you are old. When you were born, there wasn't even color TV. Think about that.
Yes, there was. Oh, dickhead.
1972, there was color TV.
You don't want Decker.
72?
72.
Josh, do you know how many nights away from home you're going to spend with us this summer?
Yes.
And do you know what Ben and I could do to you alone in a bed in
the
room?
You have to sleep.
We could tie you to a bed and just go to the Derby and leave you there. What are you going to do? Well, I mean, what would you do if Ben and I just decided to just...
I could have so much fun with you at Bachelor Cash.
Hey, you and I are friends, first of all. You're on my side. It's like Brian is so old. I could out-punch him all day long. He's like, "Bald boy."
Listen, in all seriousness. Listen, in all seriousness, I would probably let you.
I just played it. I gotta take a picture when I play it.
That was awesome.
I bet he even remembers the buttons to push.
Listen, in all seriousness, I would probably let you hit
Star
me
four punch.
Or five times before I get anything back to you. I would just feel so bad crunching you into a quarter.
I would run.
Just drop a roofie. He'll never know.
As you can, man.
Little roofie colada, he'll be all right.
The other day I was welding in my garage. You know, this is my own fault. But
what part? It's going to fall off.
I closed all the doors. I had my heat on, and I welded from 8:30 in the morning. Maybe 7 o'clock at night is when I come out. I don't know if you can hear it in me. I couldn't even breathe and stuff. I was coughing
really?
Up. Oh,
imagine
my gosh.
That.
Pieces of rust were coming up. I mean, all different stuff I breathed in.
Probably
I don't know
galvanized,
how Ben does
too.
It for a living. I don't know how you do it. I couldn't even breathe.
Well, there's this really cool stuff called ventilation. Well, it helps a lot with welding. A
couple hours, that open the door. And
still don't help. Today, no. You could hardly see in the shop.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got your car, Josh, for Bash Up?
No.
No, he's hoping
one from you.
He's just hoping to show up and somebody will have one ready for him.
Wait, I'm running out of cars, buddy.
I would love to
buy the Cordoba off him.
No, he's
he won't sell that either.
No, that's going to stay.
I want a matching shocker, two-door shocker is what I'm going to. I got my year planned out. I need one more shocker, two-door shocker. I'd like a truck. I got some ideas with some trucks.
So you like running through?
I'd like you to come to a truck show, too.
Yeah.
So I could junk you.
Well, you knew
I watch everyone lets you win. No one hits you, so it's like
I didn't win. I took second place three times in a row.
Just as a quick matter of fact, people do hit him.
Yeah. I do believe it was Thursday night at Morris last year. I got to witness this man do figure eights in the middle of the track.
Not figure eights, donuts.
So was that Sunday or
Thursday night?
No, Thursday night donuts.
Dude, I almost shrank down in my seat.
That thing was running.
I don't know if I know that guy.
That thing, you know, the trucks seem like I run trucks a bunch of times. I always
had
a good time, but it always seems like you can run them more than once. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys that have trucks get a lot of runs out. It's like one of those things where you could build, and then when you get bored on a Friday, it's like let's go to this derby. Let's go over here. And
I think I get about three runs out of them usually.
But you run,
which is amazing
wide
for
open.
You. Let's be honest.
Well, that's because you're supposed to,
right?
I'm not going to run that wide open.
I've got a new one though. I'm trying some things out on a new one. It's one of the 06 Dodges.
Does that have it's got
the hydroform frames?
Hydroform straight frames from front to back.
Yep.
And I cannot wait to sink a DP in that son of a gun and send it south and see what happens.
It'll be tough.
They're yeah, that one you had built there that we drove, man, that truck went, what we run.
That was
twice.
That was the fourth run on that truck and fourth transmission.
Mm-hmm. The Dodge Hydro frame, and Ford has one also, right? Mm-hmm. There's a video on Facebook of a red with a V bumper. It's like 2000 something. It's Hydro frame. It says on the thing. Yeah. And dude, he is junking stuff.
Well,
he is junking
guys,
stuff in a stock class.
One guy, I can't remember the guy's name. I don't even want to attempt it. Maybe it was a Johnson. It was green and white, I think.
That one was sick.
He ran it at one of the monster trucks.
Yes,
after
indoors.
One of the indoor shows. And, yeah, that thing was nasty.
I saved all the pictures he was putting up because Joe's building one. I'm like, I kept sending them to my buddy Joe. It's like, you've got to build like this, like this, like this.
He built some nasty trucks. I know who you're talking about. There's like two tons.
That whole group
out there. If you could get in and find access to like the, I almost think they're 08 or newer Ford frames, the 350 frames, the Super Duty frames. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say, don't guarantee the year, but it's up in a newer range. They're the same way. They're straight as an arrow, hydroformed.
Yep.
But what's the goal? You're going to put...
The spindles are what scares me. They're aluminum.
Almost all the new spindles are aluminum.
Just put Joker spindles
on. What are you worried about?
I got, right now I'm putting, I got like a 94 to 02 van spindles, and I got them set on and bracketry made so that they kind of look stock. And we'll see if we can get it through a show.
Well, who would know what come on that?
It's the factory truck brackets. I just welded them on, and we got the cradle in the works. I'm working with Ryan to try to develop, because basically Dodge has just two ears,
right,
you know, eighth-inch ears coming off the frame, and that's what holds the motor. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on a cradle that goes over the top of the cradle, or goes over top of the in between the spindles,
yeah,
so that I can set the motor down, set a small block Chevy in it.
Let's be honest. This area, in a large area, I'll just say this area, large area, trucks are, people are ignorant for trucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but because they're growing. I think the truck shows are growing.
What I'm saying is people look, inspection wise.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You can bullshit your way. I mean, Jeremy can bullshit his way out of a police station probably, but. You know, in an inspection line, he's like the best salesman. He's like you. He's like the best salesman in the world, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, that's like that, you know.
Especially on the new stuff, who would know?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, unless you're a lot inspecting trucks at all, know your trucks.
There's a ton of different truck applications and everything else.
You want to come back to this? We're getting pretty deep. Yeah, we got to run through this stuff. Why don't we come back to this here in just a minute? Let's run through some of this stuff first, and we'll be right back.
Demo Derby Masters offers a wide array of stock derby parts and accessories that have all been derby tested. Demo Derby Masters also offers custom fabrication, meaning your homespun garage idea can become a finely produced reality. Their team of engineers and Demo Derby drivers have designed, manufactured, and derby tested all parts to ensure quality and durability, even though they're in extreme condition. DemoDerbyMasters.com also carries a full line of helmets, fire suits, gloves, and belts, and Kaiser's own branded oils and fluids. Parts are manufactured, housed, and shipped out of their 140,000 square foot facility located in Coopersville, Michigan. Order online at demoderbymasters.com or contact them by phone at 800-472-2464 or email info@demoderbymasters.com. Capital City Carnage will kick off the 2016 schedule for Ultimate Derby, paying $30,000 to win. The show is open to only 100 cars with slightly lighter build specs and Blizzard Bash. The feature field will be set by a series of 10 qualifying heats, and only around 20 cars will make the A main. The Elite program will open the season for Ultimate Derby, which will close the year right back in Topeka, Kansas Expo Center for the 2016 Blizzard Bash. But first, we'll crown the champion of Capital City Carnage April 29th to 30th in downtown Topeka. For more, visit www.capitalcitycarnage.com. Smash It Demolition Derbies has partnered with Crash Course for the duration of the 2016 season. Offering more than 40 shows throughout Ohio, they are the promotion group that oversees the annual Bash for Cash. Scheduled for May 27th to the 29th, the Memorial Day Weekend Classic is now 3 days long and will feature three main events paying in excess of $10,000 to each of three drivers. The DEC Header Compact run Friday night with their feature set for Sunday paying $10,000. The DerbyTees.com Turn Back the Clock and Big Rock Mira 80s and Newer will also pay first place more than 10 grand in each division on Sunday night. Light trucks, youth cars, the wire class, 80s and newer wire class, full-size trucks, street stocks, and 5-foot full-size outlaws fill the schedule as the show moves to its new home at the Ross County Fairgrounds in Chillicothe, Ohio. Again, that's the Bash for Cash 2016, May 27th to the 29th in Chillicothe, Ohio. For more on the Bash for Cash or Smash It's County Fair schedule, visit www.smashitderby.com. Winter Slam has sold out. All 140-plus driver roster spots have been filled as fans continue to get ready for the annual Northern Track to Garden City. Minnesota. The Beaver County Fairgrounds will again host the 4 one-and-done event with compact, flyer class, stuff, and modified. Last year was a record-setting year for attendance, with that mark expected to be broken again since the driver roster was already full. The promoters have had to turn away wire class cars because there's simply no place else to park. The show is scheduled for February the 13th outdoors, and it's the most fun you can have in February. Jump on Facebook, look up Winter Slam, and message Randy McCloskey directly. It's the hottest way to kickstart the 2016 Derby season. That's the 2016 Winter Slam, Garden City, Minnesota, February the 13th. Kings of Old School returns for their second installment of Spring Chaos, June 11th and 12th at the Broome County Fairgrounds in Whitney Point, New York. Last year, it was Jonathan Furr coming away with the inaugural title. The show promises as much action as last year, springing into a two-day format for the first time. Rules and payout are posted online at kingsofoldschool.net. The Kings of Old School team event will be center stage again, moving to the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, New York, as part of the Kings of Old School Regional Championship Program, September 4th and 5th. The county and event winners from around the Northeast will be eligible to run during this championship event. For more details, again, jump online and visit kingsofoldschool.net or visit the group on Facebook.
And we are back. Boy, I wish everybody could have been listening to what was going on behind the scenes. February the 20th. February the 20th is the Northeast Banquet coming up here real soon. At the Owego Treadway Inn again this year. Looking forward to getting down there. We're going to be doing a live show down there. Aaron Bunce working closely on that. It's going to be a good time. I know a lot of folks already looking forward to that. A bunch of guys from down in Virginia are looking at making the trip up, and it's going to be one you don't want to miss. February the 20th is the date for that, and I believe February the 20th is also the Cliff Donnelly benefit,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
I think that's the same one. Cliff's continuing to have some struggles with some kidney trouble. And we wish him well and wish him the best in terms of trying to get better. So that is coming up on the 20th. You asked me a little bit ago how the RC Derby went. We had the first ever sanctioned event at Radio Hill Raceway in Dundee. Over the weekend, we had 11 cars show up. James Brown was there along with his brother Jerry. Jake Sherman ran there for the first time. He'd never been to Radio Hill before. It was ton of fun. He had his boy there. His boy ended up driving a car, one of my cars. And then Allen didn't go. He wanted to he wanted to stay home and see if the Broncos could beat the Patriots.
I can't.
I love your kid. he's his own man.
Yep. You know? He's like, I don't want to go. I'll go next time. I'm like, cool, fine. Man. No problem.
Absolutely.
Jake, in the money round, Ryan Davenport ended up second to Jeremy Caddy. He borrowed the black and tan car that I had at Blizzard Bash. First shot, the back end went right to the ground. He turned around and drove with the nose all night and only needed to use one rescue, and that's how it ended. He put Ryan Davenport up on the wall. Davenport shot clock started. He was all out of help. Katie called for his first rescue, turned it around. He moved about 6 inches, and the motor burned out. And Davenport couldn't get off the wall. So that's how it ended. And then we did about a 20-minute free-for-all where just anytime somebody got shoved out or flipped over, we just put him right back in the ring and let him keep going. One guy had the left front and right rear knocked off it and completely melted his electrical system.
That's
burned
awesome.
Up the motor. And Radio Hill wants to have another one in April. So that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Motorama is coming up. So Caddy and Davenport both qualify right to the feature on the 21st down in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So that's kind of cool. They're going to be down there. And February the 20th is the qualifying rounds down there as part of Motorama. And if you live in Ohio, you're looking for something to do, the Ohio Bash is that day as well. That's Keith Rourke and HTRC are going to be hosting that one. So a lot of momentum as the season for full size and now the RC cars taking full effect. Jake's car was fresh. I got that done last week. By the time he was done with it, the right side quarter panel was ripped off it. The trunk and left quarter panel were still connected, but those had been ripped off the other side, and the front end was just grenaded. And his boy had the first car that I built, and he turned that thing into junk. The seam where the door and the fender came together just ahead of that, it was ripped completely through. It tore through the first L sign.
Awesome.
And he was really excited about that and asked if he could take the car for show and tell today at school. So that's
cool.
All of his buddies got to see that. So it was neat. Ryan had a pretty good night. Ryan ended up taking $100 for second place. Jeremy got $250 for first. And he turned around and he led flag to flag at the feature for the Mud Bosses. So he got $60 for winning that. So not a bad payday for Ryan Davenport.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yep, I did not do well. Blew the steering on the line.
You blew the steering before you hit anything?
Put it down, put it on the track, and just to check and make sure, and the steering servo stripped out. So I turned the steering trim down all the way to the right, so when I took off the line, it would hook into the middle of the pack, and as soon as they said go, I stood on it and sailed through, hit a guy, got up over him, and leaped over the wall, and was outside track upside down. I shut it off and went into officiating because...
Comedians over there.
Yeah, you know, Decker was busting on the RC guys pretty hard on the way up.
Oh my God! Of course, that's what David said. Oh, dude, that's not true.
I get the final laugh, boy.
I'll punch you in the teeth. You know that's not true.
No.
Well, some RC drivers.
I just was
going to
mention titanium axles and steel bodies.
Oh yeah, they got
that's
their hard.
Watch Chris go through the roof.
Half inch construction.
Yeah,
yep. Solid steel.
He tells me to shut up every time I say that.
because people listen to you.
Yeah, but Chris, just think, you could have Ben build you a car.
Because then I got to load myself.
No, you're the inspector. Everything's good on your car.
No,
did you learn anything from Bob Denny? Everything's good when it's yours.
Yeah. Ooh,
Chris, how fast do those things go, man? I mean, sometimes something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cliff's benefits February 28th. John King Wagon. I thought that was the 20th. My mistake. So February 28th, it was the week after.
They look like they hook up quick.
Yeah, they'll do. You know, there's no motor rule on them. So one of the cars that I had, had a 1/8 scale Castle Monster truck motor, and it could do about 70 miles an hour.
Damn.
Yeah,
put a gas motor in it.
Which is a great idea, but the problem is you're only going to be able to run for like 10 minutes before you blow through the fuel tank.
Get that shit over in 10 minutes.
10 minutes, you're going to be just jacking people.
True.
I just got a Vic 98-02 for $200.
You
sorry.
Suck.
I just got an email.
I thought you weren't supposed to resell cars you got from Derby Guys.
It's not Derby Guy. This guy went a 1500 on Craigslist. I went look at it. I'm like 200. He kept emailing me like every day. It started going down and down. I started in like early December. I just got it. I told him the frame was bent.
Good job.
I lied.
It is bent from the factory.
His old lady hit something, some stop sign or something, you know, and it like pushed the hood up in the fender a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, it's junk. It's bent right behind the arms. I didn't even look there. I'm like, it's junk. I don't want it. He's like, seriously? I'm like, yeah, I don't even want it. He says he'll drive on the trailer.
You are always hustling, Josh Decker.
I try.
And I thought I was bad.
No. Oh.
I'm better at it than you do.
I mean, I see that.
No. Hey, more importantly, I'm glad you got the gel in so the hair's up today. You're looking haircut. You're looking good, man.
I've been looking rough. I got a haircut. I shaved.
Shaved this month?
Yeah,
you're,
I went
you're
like
probably
3 weeks.
Good to Capital Carnage now, right?
You should have seen this morning. That was rough.
Well, bash for cash, you kidding me?
That was rough.
Can't look that right
off. Bash for cash.
No doubt.
So your new job now or what?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
I'm going to the next couple weeks.
Family's looking for a great salesman. Josh Decker knows somebody and give you their name.
Yeah, well, I want a lot of money and a free vehicle, you know, and some 401k and some health insurance.
Anything else? Unlimited vacation or what?
Well, at least 3 weeks. But.
I think I counted it up at work the other day. I have 31 days off this year.
Holy cow.
It's not bad.
That's pretty sweet.
I got 4 weeks and 2 days.
So he's at 30. And he's got 11 years over me.
And
no, he's got
two more years, I get 5 weeks.
No, I'll just say to my lady, I do something wrong.
2 more years, you'll be on Social Security.
Two more years. That's 25 years. I'll be at my job for 25 years in 2 more years.
Good for you.
Wow, you got a lot more than me then. I'm only at 9 in my job.
You know what I realize is, like, a lot of people do not work during the day. Like, look at Gully, doesn't do shit during the day. Dan doesn't do shit during the day.
What do
you
mean? You
don't do.
Nope. Well,
not you. But you never do shit.
Where'd you going to say to me?
I'm not going to say
this.
Listen
to this guy.
You don't do shit.
What are you talking about?
Dan, you just sent me a thing. I'm laid off. I have no work.
Listen,
I got evidence
on my phone that you sent me. He's like, Dan, you work way too much. That's all you do is work. That's all you do is work. And I got proof to back that.
Decker posted a message at like 10 o'clock.
Yep.
I'm done for today.
When's the last time you did anything that involves your job? Seriously, when's the last time you did anything involving your job?
It's been a few months.
1946.
I mean, last time I knew Brian, he was driving around PA looking at cars in people's yards.
That's part of my job, man.
Yeah, absolutely. If you did my job, I guarantee you'd cry once a day. I guarantee it. You'd cry once a day.
You couldn't pick up a bucket of washers.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't have to.
The next guy has
to. That would cause a callus on his hands.
I've been to Jeremy's work, and I've seen what he's got to deal with. You would absolutely be crying there, too. I have no doubt.
What?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
I've been over there myself.
If I was Jeremy, there's a reason why.
He has a huge leather couch and a big screen TV and all this mahogany stuff and this, and he's animal. I mean, Gully.
Yeah, he was over there on a day that I didn't do anything or we didn't do anything.
I was down there.
Not the 16-hour day that I put in.
He fed like 15 hunters who were. Do any of them guys watch the show?
I probably not.
15 guys that were hammered and were just. I'm sitting there going, there is no
3 a.m. to about 11 p.m.
Yeah, there is no way.
You could come work with me one day.
No.
Weld 7'4" by 6 or 3 inch eye. It's like 3,200 welds a day.
Yeah. I'd like to wake up about 9. I'd like to be done at work by 1.
See, I need to bring him to work with me. Ben will throw him right in the ditch, put a shovel in his hand.
Dan, you never shovel shit.
What do you mean?
You get in the backhoe. You're like, we all see you, Dan.
Him with the hand motions today.
Don't say that word, Dan.
You don't think you started out on the bottom?
Don't
we all
say
start out
work,
on the bottom,
Dan.
Buddy.
Don't even say it.
He's got it so tough, doesn't he, Brian?
He does.
He's got it
tough. Josh Decker.
He's got his own personal fan page now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Guys just begging to build cars for him all across the country.
Jesus. I wish I could. You know
it's
what I should do?
It's kind of a big deal,
I should forward the heat I get from the backside of it. There's no one who can see it. Like, who the hell has a fan page, you asshole? It's like, okay, I should delete this.
And listen. You know? And when we're doing shows and you're getting the hate, who addresses the hate out there?
You are a good big
guy. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Just because you're kind of half-assed polite about it. No, I just tell them to go fuck themselves.
You know what?
That's why all you guys are like this. They got the phones out. They're like, look at that. Where's my phone?
Over there in a pile.
Yeah.
Not going off.
That's smarter about it. Of course, when we come back from these shows, everybody's like, oh, look, I got 100 and some new friends. I got 100. I look at my phone.
I'm full.
I got like 2.
I told you the fan page might not be the best idea.
Wait, we're trying it. You know, like if it goes, if it works, it works. If it does,
I think it's been working pretty well.
You know, it's funny because I put like tips up, Mopar tips, and like people are like, "Well, you can go buy this and go." But the point of my tip was like free. It's like old school. Like if it's just a kid in his garage, how do I fix my steering?
Yeah.
Okay. Now a lot of people were writing me like, "Who the hell are you?" But I truly swear to God, I had at least 10 people message me and say, "Josh, when how would you say, do this? How would you do that? How would I like that tip?" And yes, it's not for like Mike Brown to look at and say, like, "Oh, Mike, Josh Decker's teaching me something." It's not for it's not for Mike Brown. It's for like the us average Joe. Is that like, you okay, mean, I didn't think of that.
I mean, Pete's not going to look at your page.
Pete's probably putting some hate out there. But, you know, I understand it. I understand it, you know.
Yeah. Actually, Pete's stripping a car probably right now.
Yeah, Pete's stripping a roundie.
Just rolled in with that.
Where's
one
he
the
taking
other night
it,
there?
Jeremy?
I can't say.
Don't I know. Dare. I know where it's going.
Ooh. One of the
I heard the
one
whole
of the
deal.
Dozen.
Pretty impressive.
Oh,
how many cars did he buy?
I can't say it out loud.
Yeah, you can't talk about it.
Okay, off air. Yeah. I'll know.
Oh yeah, we'll talk.
When he wants everybody to know, he'll tell him.
And then he will. What do you think about all this stuff going on with Firster and what Pete's up to?
It's half-assed staged.
Yeah.
Okay. Good talk. So
it's I don't know. You know, I don't know what to think of it. I don't know if it's. I know you know Chris and Pete knew each other, but I also knew that they were back and forth on rules. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's, you know, it would be absolutely awesome to fucking watch.
Yes.
You know, there ain't no doubt in my mind.
Where's the show going to happen? What rules?
Well, we don't know. We don't know a lot of that because there's a lot of
message with Firster and Pete. And it's funnier now. I'll tell you that. Just let them two battle it. Oh, I should put it on Facebook. It's hilarious. They say the same shit to each other's faces, which is funny. There's places that have already said, like, yes, have it here, we will have it. Have it here,
well,
we will have it.
I think that Fister name dropped that Trumbull County Fair.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out rules. You know, Pete's got a good point. I mean, yes, everyone's going to want to watch it. But, like, does Pete want to go spend $5,000? Because, listen, he ain't going to half-ass it. We know Pete. Does he want to go spend $5,000 just to go run heads up? For, you know, it's like it's got to make sense for them, which I understand.
Heads up's kind of boring, to be honest with you.
It is.
Watch. It's a chess
it's
game.
It's good in theory.
It's a chess game, but, you know.
Especially Pete. He'll wait you out for 5 years. You'll sit there till 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Pete's not going to make a mistake.
No, he's
not.
Don't make many mistakes.
I'm not,
he's very, very patient on the track.
I'm in no way knocking Chris Firster. Chris is a good builder. Chris is a good driver. But from what I've seen, Pete isn't going to put himself in a bad spot, and he's not going to make the mistakes.
Pete will set an alarm clock and take a nap.
Yeah,
and then I mean, just wake up and.
I've never seen Chris drive, nor I've never met the man face to face. Never seen him build, but I'm here to tell you, when Pete puts something in his head, it's you might as well kick that concrete wall because that's the way it is. You know,
Firster, I feel the same way. Firster's very, very, very good builder.
I talked to some guys on Facebook, and that's what they said was that.
And I think a team type setup would be more. More interesting
show.
For and better of a show for some place to bring it. And I wouldn't go, you know, have 3-man teams.
Yeah.
2 3-man teams, limited well build, and send it. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people took the context of it all right because.
No.
There was hate mail on Facebook, man.
Yeah. First off, people were sending Chris Firster private messages how he's a piece of shit. No, and it's like, come on, guys. Believe this. There's a lot of respect between those two.
Oh, yeah.
And think of this. It isn't all Chris coming out saying, I want to go against Pete. That wasn't the point of the story, if you were listening. The point of the story is Chris is saying, my guys in my area are just as good as Pete, and I want them to believe it.
Yes. It's confidence.
That's not what he was saying with that.
He was saying he was frustrated because people more or less said that if Pete's running, we're not running because we can't. They felt that they couldn't compete.
And he wants to show no fear. Listen, I have no fear. I'm going to go out there. He might beat me. He might not. But whatever, I have no fear. You have equal no fear. Is what he's saying to his drivers. That's all that was.
But, I mean, we've touched on that a million times. And it's not just, you know, here, you know. It's anywhere across the country. I mean, why not go out and run against the best? Because you know what? Yeah. Okay, if you go out and you get beat by Bobby Whitaker in a derby,
who cares?
Who cares? Because so have 10,000 other guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But just what if that one night,
something wrong happens?
Right.
Look at Ben's last run, man. Well, he was beating awesome people. I mean, Ben's last run was huge.
Yeah. And then before that, the video I posted from out in Ohio.
Yeah.
I was pounding on Toby Hiley's dad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was out there with Trey Nichols. I was out there with Doodle.
Yeah.
I was out there with Johnny Rutherford and everything else in the heat out there in Imperial Heat. And I'm like, yeah, okay, doodle handed my ass at the end, but hey,
I was there.
It was doodle.
I was there. I made it to the feature. I hung in the feature for a while, and you know, the pecking order.
But I was saying,
I was.
You were down low.
You had a good time. I mean, you had a blast, right?
And that was my whole goal. My whole goal was everybody's goal. And they go to, when you go to a derby, you always have in your mind, you know, I want to win the derby. Mm-hmm. But people always look at me and say, you're lying. Because when I went to them derbies and them last derbies I went to, I didn't intend on winning. I intended on going, having fun, yes, breaking shit, and just enjoying myself.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, man, that you got to be bummed out. That you got junked out there. I'm like, no, I'm pretty excited because, A, I made the feature, and, B, I was out there running with some of the best drivers there
only
was.
One guy's going to win. Everyone else is going to get junked.
Yeah, everyone else is going
to
be upset.
You know, I said to Dan the other day, it's like, you know what, we can stay home and go against the same eight guys. I can go to Morris and go against fucking Chad Winning.
Yeah, but we're going 12 hours to go against the same guys.
we're bash. But going to Brookville, getting a run with Sam out in Minnesota, all of a sudden these new faces, it brings back derby and back to when you started. When
it's awesome.
You pulled out on a track.
You don't
and
know
you
nobody.
Anybody.
Hey, you don't know anybody.
There's no more politics. There's no more. Yeah. And at the bigger show, I haven't had yet where somebody said, "You're an asshole. You hit me out there." Everyone shakes your hand. Hey, good run.
That's
good
not run, true.
New Alex.
Well, it's similar. It's similar. With
that's
the
true. Me and Ben are.
Well, we just kind of broke a guy's motor block.
That was nice awesome. Heat at Coos. I mean, I'd never been in heat like that until I was at Coos. I pulled out there, and Rick Clark and I had talked a little bit before. And you know, I mean, other than Rick, I was, you know, I had 20 other cars I could head on the track. It was terrific.
Nobody but
was
Brian, too, like in your heat, especially you had great cars in your heat. I mean, looking down that track, I mean, you have to like you were picking shots. Yeah. I mean, there were so many great drivers in there. I mean, it's fun as hell when all of a sudden you're outlasting, not beating, because that's not the word, but when you outlast Todd Saiopa, let's say, you know, Todd broke his train and you're still going, it's like, oh, no shit, you know, and it's like you start to realize.
But that's why you derby, because stuff happens, you know.
Stuff like that happens.
You broke a tranny, so it's, you know, you beat him that night. You were better than him that night, that run, and that's the end of it.
I don't like to say beat, because I hear a lot of people say, I beat this guy, unless you virtually are head-to-head, knocking his brains in, I lasted longer. Because Buell always say he beats me. You've never beat me one time, goddammit. You might last longer. But head-to-head, I beat him.
You know, that's the thing that's neat about the Warriors Tour, you know. It's definitely out of my league. I mean, you know,
it's
be
not.
Going up against
it's not, some, though. It's not, Dan.
But that's my mindset. But I'm going to go down there. I'm going to pick three shows. I'm going to have a blast this summer, man. And I could say I ran with guys, met new people. I'm not going to win. I'm just going to go have a good time.
They're teach you so much.
That's the thing. I'm considering going down and running one of both shows just because, you know, I mean – you know, I'm getting towards the end of my driving career. So, I mean, it was just something new to do. I mean, if I get on there and get beat by the guys that run that tour, okay.
Exactly, I would love that Brian. Pace. Exactly. That pace is perfect for you.
Yeah, you know, I would have a ball. Exactly. I don't think I'd have anything left after the heat, though. I don't think I'd make it back out for a concert.
You would. If you ran like you did at Coos, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For anybody up in our way that's saying that, like Dan just said, it's out of our realm, no, it is not. I ran it. Trust me. I used to say that, too. Mm-hmm. The rules that they have now, man, it's so
New York.
Oh, I
love the super stock rules. It's awesome.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm building a Bash for Cash car next year. A Smash It car for next year. The guy called me.
Really? That's awesome.
Very nice.
But you know, when you go to those derbies, just like you start walking around, you look at a car, no one's saying, hey, dickhead, get away from my car. It's like, hey, you like that? Hey, oh, it's like, oh, yeah, what'd you do here? Oh, I welded this and that because I think this and that. The atmosphere, man, I'm telling you, it's so much cooler. It's so, and for guys in our area, that's where you want to go, you know.
Yeah,
we've been there. I used to think I was outclassed. It's not true.
Well, back in like 2008, when I couldn't get the Doba to pass inspection down to Morris, I had to find a second
his outlaw
alternative card there, and I ended up taking it down to Ohio. And I went down there, and it was a lonely feeling when I rolled in, and I thought I had something good, and then I see what their modified cars were. I'm like, oh boy, we're in for a long night. But you know what, man? A couple of locals came over, said, "Hey, you want to run together?" They had their own enemies within.
Oh, yeah.
And they were looking for an outsider to join their forces, you know. And, and that was, I jumped right with it, you
absolutely
know. And I learned so much down there. They were leafing Fords, and they had this, that. And I'm like, man, they're way ahead of where we are. Mm-hmm. It was a blast. I like going and traveling different places. Yep.
Well, don't you almost feel that a lot of us become stale? Uh-oh. Sorry, Chris.
Just a quick note. Todd Height sent me a message and reminded me. He lost a tie at the New Year's Eve party. Never mind any of that stuff. It's a tie that he's trying to get his hands back on. It's got some meaning to him. So if
we
anybody has
it.
You did?
Yep.
Did you really find it?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Good.
according to Gully, he found it in my house, but I have it. And yes, it's at my house. I'll take care of it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Just for the record, that was a concrete car, Ben.
Yeah.
You had concrete in that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Great, man.
Good work. Yeah, that was blown out on a track at Cuba. Fire department guy comes up and he says, "What is this?"
Cheater.
After the heat was over, I'm like, "I don't know. Did I break a piece of the Jersey barrier off?" And I was, no, he said, "No, this came out of your bumper. You'll never run this track again."
That was a year after. That was a year, after, year yeah. after us.
Yeah.
When,
yep.
when the first time I ever met Bo Lockwood.
Oh, yeah. That's when Bo, yep, first time.
Bo I got met. Out of his car three times.
Yeah, I remember that show.
That was
we hung
awesome.
Tori, we hung Tori Mozzarella or Mozzarella or whatever his name is. Hung him up on the wall. And then that's when that heavy metal 26 or whatever.
Yeah, what Justin there.
Yes.
Justin.
He ran. And me and Frank brought our West Virginia cars back.
Yes.
And Bo had a leaf-sprung Buick Electra that had yeah, kickers was and everything else. And that's Manichaki ran that show.
Yep.
And basically went out there, got Tori hung up. Bo pretty much got sick of it. You know, I was like, because he had the nastiest car out there.
Oh, yeah, that was a mean car.
So then Frank and I started battling it out. And that's when the Derby got stopped. Tori got pulled off the wall. Bo got back in his car and had to start all over again.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got that on video, Ben. I got yeah. that whole heat oh, on video.
Oh, I was bad. I was.
Who was the promoter?
Steve.
Steve was, Steve. But the call came from the guy running the show.
Jason Butts.
Why would Jason Butts, a non-derbier, have any say?
I don't know, but we.
That was probably one of the best heats I've seen, though, because that was going out the track on the south end of the track, man.
I couldn't get no traction, so I backed all the way up. I was into the dry dirt and coming. We got awesome shots on the side of that car once we got him sideways against the wall, and he didn't want nothing to do with it because that was the softest only part of the car.
You had a tall turnout.
I come down the track and hit him back, my front end, to the back end of that Buick.
No,
and I watched the center of the roof flex. That was it.
On his.
On his. Yeah. On that Buick.
What were you driving, that Galaxy?
No. Oh, I had that 67 Newport with imp sub.
But both.
I pulled that imp sub out, and it was bent three or four different ways.
But his Buick was bending your imp sub?
But, yes. No. Listen, though. The back of his
Buick.
It had
14 leaves on each side.
Yeah, and he leafed it, but it wasn't. I don't think it was leaf spring. It was like flat.
It was square, dude.
It was
something.
It was the old, if you go way, way back and look at the first, like, Buckeye Bashes in Ohio.
Yeah.
Leaf sprung. They could leaf spring, convert the GMs and everything else. That's exactly what it was.
It was a nasty.
It was freaking a bad
nasty.
Machine, Brian.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was the first time I met him. That's why you guys were busting my balls down to New Alex when he showed up there.
But then when they stopped that and they pulled them guys, that was a whole, Derby was good to that. That he was good, but that was a whole new element, man. You guys were opening up the car. That took me
right out of it because you I was mattered. Boy, I just put
Frank on board. Were you there that night?
Okay, Frank won it?
Which one?
I think it was the first Derby at Cuba.
I don't think he ended up.
I think that was the first
that
ever
was the first one he ever had.
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't there for that, but when we stayed with Bo and Lori down in Pennsylvania after the Reckless Warriors banquet, and we talked a lot about that car and him meeting Ben.
The first couple years he ran that Derby was a good show down there. That got out of hand. Mm-hmm.
No, it was a good.
Because that was becoming the show. I
mean, it was.
Cuba was a good show.
Cuba show was becoming the show.
Remember when you sandbagged the one that one seat? I don't think you dented that car, did you?
Listen
Seriously?
To me. Before that Derby, people bust my balls about that. Rob Brown said, "You're going to win today." And it's because I want you to practice sandbagging. You sandbag until they literally throw that flag inside that car. I never bagged like that. I didn't hit nobody.
No, you didn't.
Chuck Chapman was junking people around me. And then when I won it, I felt like an asshole. It's like Chuck Chapman just cleared 30 straight cars, and I'm over here. And then I got lucky and won the Derby. Because that's another one. I do not say I beat Chuck Chapman.
No.
I did not beat him that day. Yep. I just outlasted him.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually enjoyed Cuba. You know, Sam Williams said to me one time, this haunts me, like, and I just saying it to Bo the other day. Sam said, when you become a promoter, the day you start, this clock starts ticking. And you have to keep going up and up and up and up, year after year, month after month after day. And the day that it starts going like this,
you get out.
Wrap it up because you are done. Just take it to the peak and see ya. And Sam said that to me, and Bo and I had just a great conversation with him. I think Bo was still going up.
Oh, yeah.
Same with Sam. I mean, you know, but if you think back of promoters that have been around, like you said, there's been a lot of great derbies around, and eventually they die out. Why? Yeah. Either they're not going up it's internal corruption.
Well, I think mentally, they get to a point where you either take a leap and get out of your safety zone.
Yes.
And take that leap, or continue to be safe.
You plateau,
and, yes. and you can't you can't be safe. I mean, you got to take the chance once in a while.
Cuba was primed to become a huge derby.
I'm telling you right now. Telling you right now, Blizzard Bash. Mark my words. I'll say it every chance I get. It's going to be just like Tournament of Destruction. It's going to be just. It's going to be Lucas on the Edge.
That would be cool. As long as we're doing the announcing for
Sam's got so much going on.
I'm telling you, Lucas Oil is stupid. Speedway Motors is on board. Lucas Oil is stupid not to jump on board with.
Look how much Lucas gets ran out.
They got their own TV network. Yeah, MAV TV.
They got their own TV network.
Next thing you know,
they're
which means they don't need us.
You know, they sponsor traction pull, and they sponsor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think Sam's already on a lot of that stuff.
You know, I saw a post from Raceway 45 this
good
week.
Lord. $100,000 to win?
No, the other one.
I didn't see the other one.
The one they canceled?
Did they?
Not yet, but it's got
to
be on its way.
Go ahead, because I wanted to talk about that real quick.
Well, I don't want to give it any more time, but I was sent a screen grab, or there was a post on their page that said that they've entered some talks with some folks that we know.
No, he made who the man you're talking about actually made an open post about that he was talking to that group.
Saw that.
There was one post. I don't know if it's the same man or not, but there was a post on. They put that up. There was that screen grab. And Tori Schutte wrote a paragraph.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
And it was one of the most well thought out and had the most facts derby wise that I've ever seen.
I read the exact same thing. I thought it was very good.
And that's the thing. You can say whatever you want about Tori Schutte, love him, hate him, whatever.
He knows how to run a big show, though.
But everything he hit on in that was absolutely true. The last thing he said, he didn't badmouth him. He didn't say anything negative about him. He said, just, you know, keep this. These are the facts. Keep this in mind, and you know, do what you're going to do. I mean, he was very, very, very politically correct about it, but I thought it was a great write up that he did about that.
It's $100,000 to win, but it's not. And this is always the hang up for all of us: guaranteed money.
Yeah,
it's not guaranteed money. No. It is per car count.
Yeah,
which, as all of us derby drivers know, it never works. Yep. It will not work. You have to have 100% payout.
The only time that's going to work is if like one of us won a Powerball.
Yeah,
there'd be.
I wrote it on.
There'll be like five freaking $100,000 to win derbies.
If a derby driver, no, let's you know, I wrote this on there. Like, derby drivers should stick together. The next derby driver that wins the Powerball, let's do it. Like, you know, Troy Tagg wrote on there.
Derby drivers don't. People in cities win lotteries.
Well, okay, so $100,000 to win would really change the sport. Like, a lot of people were against it. Yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. But Troy said, wait on, guys, what if this is true? What if this would change the sport, there would be some negative with it, but if somebody were to come on board and say, here's $100,000 on this table, and this is my payout, here it is, that shit would be big. That would change the sport.
But it wouldn't, though. Think about it.
Go.
You have $100,000 to win derby, it would last 24 hours.
It's the same as the 30,000.
No, it wouldn't. Because it's all the way you depict and write the rules and enforce them.
I don't think it would. You'd have a lot of bagging, but $100,000. Yeah. What are you going to do? So we're never going to have a cap? We're always going to have a cap on derby?
No, you limit your gasoline, and that's it. That's the easiest way to do it.
You limit your gas and incorporate Utah with a shot clock.
Nope.
Nah, shot clocks are hard, though. They're so hard to do in a derby.
Utah's got a goddamn machine that does it for
you.
Literally,
it's not even human done.
How many rule sets say no more than five gallons of gas, and how many guys have got 16 gallon tanks?
Yeah. I don't understand why we kept letting people put more gas. I would say if you have only a certain amount of gas, eventually you got to turn it up. You have to turn you try to wait to be the last one with gas.
You give them 8 gallons of gas, that's going to be about a 45-minute long heat. That's it.
Well, and you got guys running maybe a stock motor that's not going to burn as much as a 500-horse motor. Mm. That comes in all into play when you limit your gas. Because
that's what Mayhem was running about 45 to 50 minutes until they started bumping up the gas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, let's go NASCAR. I mean, NASCAR.
I would have liked. I would have liked to seen what Mayhem's feature would have ran last year with these rules if it hadn't rained. Because I mean, you know, with the rain going in, that obviously affected the track. But I mean, this year, if it's dry, I'd like to see how long Mayhem.
With the stock rules, you're saying?
I think we went in 2010 and 2011 to Mayhem.
10's when I went. That was
3 hours.
Yes,
3 hour feature.
Yeah, it was over hour and 5 minute heats because as your
it's crazy.
Took that wagon.
Driving something like that, Decker?
Doesn't it get boring,
dude? 45 minutes, 47 minutes.
We watched like the first I don't know, 10 minutes, and as soon as EPR was done making junk of what they were making with their suicides, we left, mm-hmm. went down to Vendor's Row, and came back for the last 20 minutes of the Derby.
Because
it was just patty caking around, you know.
When you go watch a Derby, do you want to sit there that long and watch it?
I mean, no, and I think that's the promoter.
The second year I went, I actually fell asleep during the feature.
Wow.
That's up crazy. In the stands.
That's crazy.
I mean, nothing knocking the show, but it was just... It was such a long day, and everything was long and stretched out.
You don't fall asleep when you watch some hometown shows, I'll tell you that right now.
But look at NASCAR, which I mean, Derby and NASCAR is not the same, but it's grassroots like us. I mean, it started with guys driving in backyards. Eventually, someone took the step and said, no more racetracks around here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on a big, what was the one that they had up here? It used to be like a crazy 100,000, right?
What was the one?
50,000 to win?
They had a show on that.
That was dirt track, though.
They had a show on that. What was it? No, that was how fast the track was. It was Talladega.
Yeah.
The track was, they made the track so big and so fast, the drivers came to the first event and they boycotted it.
Yeah, because the track was breaking up.
It's way too fast. Wow. But it's same concept, kind of. I mean,
there has to be an evolution.
Yeah.
How is Derbying going to be NASCAR?
If you build it,
no one ever makes that stuff.
Well, Derbying, you're right. There's so many derbies, Josh. I mean, isn't that like
there's so many races?
There's so many racetracks.
So many.
I mean, there's so many racetracks.
You just have to have somebody that's willing to say, you know what? I don't know what the hell is going to happen,
you need
but
to
let's
take
a chance.
You need to be willing to take the hit.
Period. Right. And if you can afford to lose, then you may lose.
We need a sponsor. We need a sponsor.
It's coming. It's coming, man. Maybe not in our career, but it's coming.
You need to get basically what you need to do is get a younger millionaire, billionaire, get them to drive a car, and –
let him ride with me.
Get him bit by the Derby.
Totally ball. Right, man.
But Gully and I've talked about this before too. It's all of us guys have been doing this. Pretty much our age bracket for the bigger iron. What happens when we all walk out here? I mean, is there that many young guys that are going to step up and do what we do?
Midwest, yeah.
Yeah.
Midwest is plenty. Different though. But we're saying around. We're already 15 whoops. Years behind the Midwest.
Yeah. Around our area,
you know.
I mean,
right.
Who is it? I mean,
imagine if Demolition Derby had 500,000 shows. Yeah, they're all around the world, or New York, or the United States, or four, or three. Still, wouldn't some people go to those?
Absolutely.
Just, you know, the first year, okay, people would say, like, all right, I'm going to go watch it, because I know how people are. I'm going to go watch it and whatever. But after you see it's legit, some SOB got $100,000 for smashing cars for a night.
But they had people following all the way across the country. Jeff James with the XDDL Tour.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He had people following all the way across the country.
Dent shows.
And running.
Oh, what happened with that? What was the downfall?
And then Dubay with the Dent shows.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think when they started going into the – when they would do like three or four different events, like they did figure eights and all that stuff, I think that was kind of the downfall, in my humble opinion.
When it was on Lucas Oil, that I seen the one where
they had. But the money was out there. The people were traveling, were out there. Yes, this is 15 years later, you know, or longer. But I still think I think you're 100% right. I mean, if the shows are there and the payouts there, people are going to travel.
I think if the payouts right, that's what's. But it's a chance at it, you know.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Even in our local shows, you know, if you got a chance to win $2,000, that's huge at a county fair.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're going to be like, well, hell, let's go to this county and try this because my fair is only paying $250 to win, but I got a chance.
Right.
At $2,000.
I'll take the shot every
time. I'll take the shot. You
don't
know why wouldn't
was,
you?
Like with Dent though, I don't remember what Dent paid when they started. But I mean, there was from New York. There was a good contingent of guys that went out and ran that.
Oh, all the Clemenses, the Clemenses, the Hanzuskis,
the Snyders,
Aaron Bunce went out there.
Aaron Bunce ran a bunch.
Aaron Bunce, yeah.
Mike Baker, he ran a couple Dent shows.
Mike Oliver,
from our area there.
Yeah.
See, like I like the idea of the better guys from an area, like kind of like for the area, then going over here. Like it's kind of cool, isn't that? Isn't that any sport? It's like okay, we all derby here, but then some of us are going to rise out and go over here, and it's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely absolutely. Awesome.
I just want to venture out just to do it.
Absolutely.
As Dan said, I'm on the downside of my career, and it's, you know, it's been tough not to say, okay, I'm done. You know, the body's getting a little beat up here, but you know, we've run the last couple years up in Brockton and had a great time up there. You know, this year we're going down to Ohio, and we may run a couple shows, you know, PA and Vermont, but you know, it's people are getting away from the local shows a little bit because the promoters aren't progressing with the payouts. You know, it's hard to – I think it was Hot Rock and Forth maybe in Utah or wherever. It was like $20,000 to win.
for like 20,000 cars.
Yeah, 20 cars.
Oh, no.
20 and we're cars. We're having 150 cars, and we can't get 2,000 to win.
You know, someone's stuck in their pockets.
And, well, and a lot of it, too, is out west and out that way.
Big promoters.
Midways. Well, not the promoters.
Or sponsors.
The fairs. Yeah. The fairs actually see what these people generate and what the crowd brings in, and the fairs contribute a lot to the payout.
Well, let me ask you a dumb question, Ben. If I'm going to give you 30,000, mm-hmm. and you're going to make me 70,000, that is
right.
Kind of, I'd do it every day of the week.
Exactly.
You every day of the week.
Boards. Exactly. They are not smart business
every
people.
Day of the week.
Exactly.
You know? Fair I'd trade 30 fair. For 70 10 times a day if you'd let me.
Yeah.
Fair boards.
Well, when we were out there, you know, when we were in Utah especially, I mean, it was like the show started at 7 o'clock, and at 6:30 the stands looked decent, and at 7 o'clock, it was wall-to-wall people 10, all the way around.
10,000 people.
Yeah, I mean,
they got bigger seats, yes. bigger arenas
and
out
and
there,
and
too.
And we were talking with Gumby afterwards. He said, oh, yeah. He said, most derbies out here, he said, are pre-sale, and they're sold out in like 40 minutes.
I'd love to go run Utah.
$10,000, $12,000.
It's so beautiful. It's such
just
a different.
Just once.
Hey, that could be a bucket list thing next year.
Listen,
boys.
We stood there, exhausted, talking to guys about how much money they made with one truck. Like we had one guy say, "Yeah, last year I made like $35,000 with one truck. I just go to a bunch of shit shows and I just was racking up five here, three here, four. What? You know, it's like, oh, I won $40,000 last year.
They ran
what?
On a Saturday night where we were at. They ran Saturday, Sunday there was a $4,000 show to win within like 50 miles.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, the tags they went out. I think it was for Hot Rock and Forth this year. Their cars didn't pass inspection, so they drove an hour north or hour south and walked out of there with $8,500 in derby money.
But, you know, Ben's got a good point that out there, all the fairs' mentality is put money into the derby. Like, around here, they're putting money into bands and shit.
Yeah.
Out there, they're saying, no, put it in the derby because it'll pay back.
It fills the stands.
So this fair sees their fair, the next county, the next county, the next county. Now, imagine if our area, all of a sudden, Brookfield says, hey, we're going up to $5,000 to win. And then Morris is like, well, we got to stick up with it. We're going to go. And then Broome County says, we're going to go. We're on the opposite end. We're everyone pushing down on us.
Yeah.
There's other areas. Utah is the example of them saying, no, Derby guys, we can't get you here enough of you guys here.
It just takes one to set the bar.
And it's not even going that far. Look at Ohio. Tim and Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Tim
exactly.
Three
absolutely.
Classes with $10,000 to win.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, it's there.
Max, $10,000 to win.
The guys are jumping up. And, I mean, Don Long did it years ago with all his $10,000 win shows. But everybody is stepping up, and we're just – however many years behind, if they even want to try to catch up.
Could you imagine a 3,000, just a 3,000 to win compact show in New York?
Oh, my gosh, it'd be 100-something
cars. There'd be 150 compacts.
Yes,
oh, yeah. You know, Coos was a prime example of that in a way, because I saw guys from my hometown area running a show they would never go run, man. They would never travel and go run another show, but that was, you know, that was the place you wanted to be last
absolutely.
Night, and you saw it right there.
Definitely did.
You
okay,
know,
Chris.
I'm watching the clock keep going and going and going. I know we're gonna be in a pinch if they decided to do the. I mean, there's not much setup over there, so I'm hoping
Chris,
that they're
come
not
on,
doing.
I mean, how often do you have Dan Bolton? You know, a guy that ran 7 cars. I mean, this guy is like
7 cars, and he sold 16.
Yeah, this guy's as good as he gets.
You know, Brian, we were derbying when Decker wasn't even around, man.
That's probably true in the '70s.
Yeah, but Josh has been getting run over for 20 years now. I mean, think about it.
You know, most people don't even know that story, that I've just been straight run over most of my life.
I remember the first time I met Josh. I think it was back when We Crash was big, and we talked a little bit. And he was going to Broome Tioga, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, of course, myself and I'll go run it. Josh had like 16 cronies there. And
yep.
Next thing you know, I'm on the wall, drunk, throttle stuck wide open.
You know, I remember sitting behind Josh at Cuba.
Yeah.
And
that's the first time I met you.
First time we ever met. Yeah. This guy sitting in front of me, this 21X or whatever sweatshirt.
He's
on.
Gangster.
He's going on about these guys in the Tonka trucks out there on the track.
I was booing the shit out of him.
Like, I'm like, who is this guy? You know, I'm like, hey, man, you got a beef with those guys out there? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm all over those guys.
I'm usually a quiet guy, but at Cuba, they would say, the guy would pull out on the track, and they would announce the guy's name, and the crowd would cheer.
Yeah.
Oh, you were so
Danny Godfrey comes out, and they're like, Danny Godfrey, Tonka car, right? And you hear a couple people cheer. I stand up, and I look down the whole alley, and I'm yelling the word boo. Bah! Bah! Oh, yeah. Danny can hear it in his car on the track. He's like, you're a real asshole. Like,
dude, he's sitting right in front of me, like, literally right in front of me. I'm like, man, I think there's some bad blood between those two guys.
I wanted to, yes, there was some bad blood. Yes.
That's awesome.
That was long time ago now.
Yeah. I don't remember the first time I met Josh Decker. Actually met him.
I know the first time I met you was at Penny Inn. Really? You were helping Brett on a carburetor or something. Yeah. I remember the first time I met you.
I don't remember.
First time I met Ben, I think he loaded me. No, I
didn't. No. But those were the old days of Total Destruction site. Remember the old the boards over there?
The forum boards.
The forum boards. Those were hot back in the day.
You had to watch what you said.
Yeah, but you didn't because you didn't know a name. Now on Facebook, you got to have your name. You can't do it anonymous anymore.
Yeah, you can't have the internet balls anymore like you used to. People used to.
People do. Josh knows.
Oh, my God, people do. People got real balls.
Hey, listen, you are getting as bad as the kicker from New England, so just feel good about that. They are threatening that dude's life. It is bad.
Really?
Oh, you didn't hear it?
Threatening his life?
Oh, yeah, dude. They were reading stuff, like, off Twitter, stuff they sent to him, and, like...
Pull your head out of your ass. Yeah, it's Jesus Christ.
Chris, what do you think? What do you think of episode 116?
Let's go into hour two. Fuck it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Well, we're going to go to the bar and do hour two, I guess, right?
You're going to a bar?
We got to. Cully's driving. Cully's driving.
Yeah, but you don't drink.
Dan's got money. Cully's driving. Let's get over there.
All right, are we done here then? Is that the official word then? Did Josh just put a fork in it? Don't everybody jump at once. Sounds good.
Put a fork in it,
okay. Chris. We're done.
We actually had a good one, man. We could talk.
I know. I was. I sat back and
you're probably like,
let it go. Yeah. Let it go until I started getting antsy. Started watching that ticker movie.
Any Total Destruction rules or questions?
Hang on one second.
refer to Steve or whoever else you designated. So don't call me no more.
So, like, can you help me build a car for that?
Yep.
Or no?
No. How about just build it?
All right.
I'm not going over there.
I think we've pretty sufficiently covered the bases then. So, okay. I think that is going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course. Number 116 is in the books. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us, and we'll be back here right at Finger Lakes One Studios next week.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam, Bolt Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.